You're listening to SBS News.
For Balraj Supiya, the pain of losing his brother in 2017 is made all the more difficult due to the brutality of his death. S. Balamurugan was arrested on suspicion of car robbery and allegedly beaten by police officers while in custody. When he appeared in court, the judge ordered his release to hospital after he began coughing up blood. Police ignored the ruling and returned him to a cell, where he was found dead the next morning. Mr. Balraj recalls what condition his brother's body was in.
We saw him in the morgue and we saw that he was really badly damaged.
A post-mortem found 20 blunt force trauma injuries had been inflicted on Mr. Balmurugan's head, abdomen and limbs. One police officer was charged with causing hurt over his death, but was later acquitted. 143 people have died in police custody in Malaysia in the 10 years between 2008 and 2018. Dobby Chu from the human rights NGO Suaram says a culture of impunity persists in the police force.
And they essentially walk away with no criminal records, no sanction by the state, and that kind of perpetuates this idea that I can get away with it.
Malaysia's government changed in May for the first time in the 61 years since independence. The new Malaysian government is considering setting up an independent oversight body for the police, which would look at deaths in custody, among other issues. But the police are pushing back, saying it's not needed. The police declined to be interviewed or respond to written questions from SBS. Lawyer M. Viswanathan, who has worked with multiple death in custody cases, says he's concerned the government will back down.
At this particular moment, I am a little sceptical whether this commission is going to be set up because there is a lot of resistance from the police force.
Federal Deputy Minister Sivarasa Rasia says the government will follow through on its promised reform.
The culture of impunity that we have seen prevalent in the police is not going to change overnight. But once we set up the commission, once I think cases are investigated properly, independently, action is taken, the message will start to sink in. I think then we will start seeing changes in behaviour.
For Mr. Balraj, he hopes to find some sense of closure over his brother's death.
Sekarang bila ada government baru, sekarang saya tunggulah. Saya haraplah.
With the new government, I hope and wait. I hope for the government to take a look at our case and reopen it and give us good news. I hope that the new government can help us find out who is guilty and give us justice.
Siapa yang bersalah, dia kena hukum lah. Saya kena tunggu lah, saya harap lah. Government baru mungkin boleh tolong kami.
In Kuala Lumpur, Jani Plakali, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.